The portion of Scripture for our meditation this morning is recorded for us in the Gospel of St. Matthew chapter 24, beginning with the 36th verse. This is our Gospel for today, this first Sunday of Advent. Dear friends of Christ, now I know it's still November, but it is after Thanksgiving, so hopefully it's okay to talk about Christmas for a second. Specifically, Christmas movies. Now, maybe it's because I grew up in the 90s, but to me, one of the best Christmas movies of all time is Home Alone. I'm sure many of you have seen it before. I know I've talked about this movie before, but the analogy is just so perfect that it allowed me to talk about it again. Now, in this movie, there's an 8-year-old named Kevin McAllister who's left home by himself accidentally while his family, the rest of his family, goes off to Paris over Christmas on vacation. All shenanigans happens, but eventually Kevin hears two thieves, known as the Wet Bandits, talk about how they're going to break into his house and steal everything. So what does Kevin do? Well, he prepares his house for the coming of these two thieves. House of horrors for these two thieves. Oh, he lights their hair on fire and burns their hands. He drops bricks and clothes irons on them or paint cans on top of them. He makes them step through nails. He shoots them with a BB gun. All these things happen to these thieves. And Kevin's purpose was to punish them a little bit. His purpose was to thwart their efforts to steal his things and eventually to get them caught. And things get a little hairy there at the end, but eventually it does work. Kevin comes through and those two thieves get caught. The point is, Kevin knew when those thieves were going to come, and when they came, he was ready for them. He was prepared to protect his house and his family's possessions. That's simply what you would do. If you knew when a thief was going to come to your house and break in and steal all your stuff, you'd be ready for him. No one is going to let a thief come into his house and steal whatever he wanted if they knew they were coming. That's Jesus' point when he says, if the master of a house had known at what time the thief was coming, he would have stayed awake and would not have let his house be broken into. But Home Alone is just a movie. It's a made-up story. In reality, that's not how things happen. People don't know when a thief is going to come into your house and steal things. So then, you have to be prepared at all times, no matter what situation it is, for a thief to come. That's why we lock our doors at night. Or lock the doors to your car. That's why you keep a gun by your bed. Maybe you install cameras. Maybe you install a security system, have motion lights on at your house. Whatever you do, you want to prepare or be prepared just in case someone might try to break into your house. And that one time you're not prepared, well, that's often the time when the thief will strike. So it is with Christ coming. He will come like a thief in the night. We know that he will come, that sometime it will happen, and it will come eventually. We just don't know when he will come. He could come tomorrow. He could come 10 years from now, or 1,000 years from now. He could come at any time. And we don't know the time. Not even Jesus, while he was in a state of humiliation on this earth, knew the time. So if someone claims they know when Jesus is going to return, the last day will be, or someone said they figured out some secret code found in the Bible, well, they're lying. No one, not even Jesus in a state of humiliation, knew when it was going to be. He could come at any time. Suddenly, like a thief in the night. He will come when we least expect him. When no one expects him to come, that is when Jesus will come on the last day. And we don't want to be caught unprepared for his coming. And so like we do for potential thieves, we want to be prepared at all times, no matter what the situation, for when Christ comes again to judge the living and the dead on the last day. Okay. And how are we ready for Christ coming? What does it mean to be prepared for when the Lord comes again? Simply believing. Those who believe in Christ will be properly prepared for when he comes. For when Christ comes, he will take all believers to his right, all unbelievers to his left. Those on his right, believers, will be taken to heaven. Those on his left, the unbelievers, will be condemned. So the only way to be properly prepared or not is through faith in Jesus Christ as our one and only Savior. But simple, isn't it? Believe or not. But the truth is, many will be caught unprepared at Christ's second coming. And many of those who are unprepared were prepared through faith at one time. At one point, they did believe, but eventually they didn't. For many people in that situation, they never purposely intended to reject Christ. They lost their faith slowly but surely over time. At one point, they were faithful members. At one point, they were faithful to God and His Word. Oh, but things came up. They got angry about this situation or that thing. Things became more important. They had other things going on in their life, and their worship attendance started dwindling here and there. Things got in the way of God and His Word. Just too busy. They worshiped less and less. If they had devotions at home or read their Bible at home, all the other things took the place. Bible study was never really on their radar at all. They used to attend whenever they could, and then they started attending worship whenever they didn't have anything else going on. Eventually, it just came on the major occasions, and then soon, not at all. Doubts crept into their mind. What they knew to be a fact, what they had been taught and believed, well, now they second-guessed. Now they had questions and doubts started arising, and the more they listened to society, the more they thought that society was right and the Bible was wrong, and eventually, they stopped coming to church altogether, and soon their faith died completely. And they weren't prepared for Christ's coming. Jesus compares his second coming to the coming of the flood during Noah's day. Now Noah, God had given Noah 120 years to build the ark. Peter calls Noah a preacher of righteousness. During those 120 years, I'm sure there are countless individuals who came up to Noah and asked him why he was building this humongous vessel for no reason, especially since Noah didn't live anywhere near a body of water. Noah would have used that opportunity to tell people about this coming flood and would have warned them about what would happen if they were caught unprepared for the flood. He would have encouraged them to forsake the things of the world and to join them in the ark. But no one listened to Noah's warning, except for his wife, his sons, and his three daughters-in-law. Everyone else rejected Noah's preaching. And for them, the flood came suddenly and unexpectedly. And by then, it was too late. Every living thing perished. Every living thing not in the ark died. So it is with Christ's coming. Now, He's been warning us not for 120 years, but for almost 2,000 years that He can return at any time. He gives us ample time to hear the gospel, to be baptized, and to share that gospel with others. But when that day finally comes, many people will be caught off guard. They'll be going about their everyday lives when suddenly Christ will return, and by then it will be too late for unbelievers. And they won't just die physically, but they will die an eternal death. During the next month, all of us are going to have plenty to do. Between our normal, everyday, busy lives, we have everything with the Christmas season attached to it. Well, you have Christmas shopping to do and wrapping those presents that you've bought for everybody. You have Christmas parties to attend. You have Christmas recitals or Christmas concerts. All those other Christmas things that you do already add into our already busy schedule. And then the temptation there is to push aside Christ for a while. To push aside Christ for a while. You've got too many things on your plate. You're just simply too busy that you just don't have time to worry about God, to read His Word, to worship Him, and so on and so forth. The temptation there is just to forget about it for a while. It's all too easy, especially this time of year, to push them aside in favor of something else. That's why this warning and encouragement to be prepared for His coming is all the more important, especially during this time of year, and when it seems as if we're the most busy. Advent is a season of repentance. It is a time to reflect on why Christ had to come down on this earth in the first place. Why did God give up the glories of riches of heaven to come down? And why did He have to come down? Well, it was because of our sins. It was because of our sins that Christ had to come down in the first place. So that He can serve as our substitute on the cross. So that He could take our sins upon Himself and give us His perfect life. So we repent of those sins. Again, in Advent, we don't just focus on Christ's first coming as a babe in Bethlehem, but we focus on His second coming to judge the living and the dead. And we know that every sin is dangerous. We know that a sin that festers is one that puts our life, our soul, in danger, as sin separates us from God. So as we wait for Christ to come again, we repent of those sins. And we strive to push off the sinful practices of the world and to live according to God and His Word, to clothe ourselves with Jesus. That's what Paul was encouraging us to do in our second lesson for today. Because Christ is going to come unexpectedly. Like a thief in the night, or like the flood. The flood, for those who didn't believe, did come unexpectedly. But for Noah and his family, they had been waiting for 120 years. The flood couldn't have come soon enough. They waited and waited. I'm sure they were counting down the days till it finally came. Although they were nervous, they would have looked forward to when that day finally happened. The last day, Judgment Day, it's the same way for us. Yes, it will be a day of wrath. Yes, it will be a day of mourning for unbelievers. It is a day of judgment for them. But it's also a day of judgment for us. Except for we know that God will give us a favorable verdict. Not because of anything we have done. Not because He likes us. Not because we have earned His favor. But because of Christ. Christ came to save the whole world. And He did so by suffering and paying for the sins of the whole world. We know that by His suffering and death, all our sins have been paid for. He suffered through our eternal damnation as He was forsaken by His Father. We know that He has given us His perfect life. His righteousness has been credited to us. Because of Christ, God looks at us and doesn't see sinners, but He sees us pure and innocent, just as He sees Himself. And so we will be declared on that last day not guilty. Because of Christ, on the last day, we'll be taken to heaven. to live a perfect life. Free from sin, free from the effects of sin, free from temptation, free from death, free from sorrow, pain, gnashing of teeth. And so that last day, and so Christ coming like a thief in the night is not something to be afraid of, not something that we need to fear, but it's something that we look forward to. We wait with eager anticipation and we speed to the Lord's coming by spreading the gospel. Because on that last day, that means we will finally be with our Savior in heaven forever. Eternal life with Jesus. That perfect life in heaven. That's something that we don't want to miss out on. We don't want anyone to miss out on it. And if the only way to be prepared for Christ's coming, and thus the only way to be in heaven when Christ does come, the only way to do that is through faith. And faith comes through the gospel. Then we prepare ourselves, we prepare our hearts and minds only through the gospel. We want to be prepared for Christ's coming. That means reading His Word, having devotions, or worshiping Him, listening to sermons, going to Bible study, receiving the Lord's Supper, or best yet, all of those things. Any way we can, receiving the gospel, hearing the gospel, being in the Word to prepare our hearts and minds. Again, we don't want anyone to miss out on, not just us. If we don't want anyone to miss out on it, then we better spread the gospel. We better tell others about Jesus. We better baptize all nations in the name of the triune God as God tells us to do so. We better encourage our fellow members to remain and be in the gospel, to be in the Word, to worship, and to encourage each other all the more as we see that day approaching. And something amazing happens whenever that gospel is spread, whenever we hear or read the gospel. Something amazing happens through baptism and through Holy Communion. The Holy Spirit is at work. Through the gospel, He brings us to faith. Through the gospel, He keeps us in the one true faith. Through the gospel, He increases our knowledge of Him, and He strengthens our faith. Now, it is because of the Holy Spirit. Because He worked faith into our hearts and keeps that faith into our hearts that we are properly prepared. We don't get the credit. God does. Another gift that we are prepared for His coming through faith because He worked faith in us through the through the gospel. When Christ comes again, it will be like a thief in the night and no one will expect it. And that's actually a good thing that no one knows when Christ is going to come. Now if we knew the exact time, the exact day that Christ was going to come, we'd be prepared, wouldn't we? We would be like Kevin McAllister in Home Alone, and we would be ready for His coming. But what happened in the meantime? The gospel wouldn't be spread. There's no sense of urgency. The church would suffer. And many of us wouldn't be ready when we die. Christ is going to come like a thief in the night. We must be prepared at all times. Christ is going to come, and that's a good thing. He's going to come to steal us from Satan, from hell, and take us to heaven. So we prepare ourselves by remaining in the gospel and sharing that gospel with others. So that on the last day, when Christ returns, He will find us ready, along with many others, ready and waiting to be taken home. Amen. Please stand. Now the peace of God that surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through faith in Christ Jesus. Amen.